All right. Hey, guys. I'm Connor. I'll be graduating from Richardson. Go Eagles, if there's any out here. All right. And some of you guys know me. And if you did, you might not know that I was desperately anxious, fearful, and a control freak. I mean, I didn't until like 2 months ago because it was such a core part of my identity. And I'd been following Christ since sixth grade. So it ran pretty deep because I couldn't even notice it. But when I got to February, you know, some of the seniors in here, they'll understand what it's like because we were filling out applications and doing essays. And what would happen for me is I'd get so nervous and fearful that I'd have to stop what I was doing and I couldn't keep working on it. But when I did, I just kept feeling more fearful and afraid that I wasn't going to get it done and that if I didn't get it done, then I'm not going to go to college, not going to have a good life, you know, that whole story that everyone keeps trying to tell you. But it led to me staying up really late at night and just being introspective to the point that it really hurt. I was more judging myself and just letting fear rule my life. And I was able to fight it off really from November to February, but I broke and thankfully God put parents in my life that saw how much trouble that I was in. And they helped me get connected with a counselor, Josh, and also my small group over there. They were really helpful in this time of my life because through the authentic community that I experienced this semester, I saw just what it was like living free without fear, giving control to God, and I wanted more of it. And based on what they showed me, they exposed the fact that my fear had not, it wasn't something new. It went all the way back to junior high. And for me, what that looked like was having a lot of friends that I liked, getting good grades, and having an otherwise perfect life. But that didn't work out for me. So what would happen is I would compromise my actions, my speech, and I wouldn't tell people that I was a follower of Christ because I was afraid of what they would think. And when all that failed me, I stumbled into pornography, and that still left me empty. Now, again, the fact that the fear wasn't something that I noticed was because I had given myself a new label, and that was the good kid. I didn't party, didn't drink, didn't have inappropriate relationships with girls, so I thought I was a good person. You know, I was going to small group, I was committed to it, and I was trying to fight my temptations, but that was really just something I used to satisfy myself, give myself control over my own issues, and really hide it from me. But again, going back to small group this semester, just seeing what life was like living without labels and just letting God have control and the freedom in that, I turned back to a couple instances where God had really worked in my life. And I know we had the video where everyone says that Camp Barnabas changed their life. I'm one of those people. So, yeah, I've gone there twice. And when I decided to go, it was something completely uncharacteristic for me because I was really afraid of it. It's serving, you know, physically and mentally challenged people. So it's a really big deal. And I didn't know anyone who was going, but I just felt like I had to. And God took me giving that control to him and just showed me how much freedom there is in that. I remember my second time going, I was in charge of a camper. His name was Adam, and he was physically disabled, so he had this huge wheelchair. But this just shows how much, like, God did for me. Like, I enjoyed pushing a mechanical wheelchair up a steep hill in the blazing heat. Like, that was fun for me for some weird reason. So that was just an obvious reminder that, you know, God can do crazy things because he made me enjoy doing exercise in the hot sun. So, but also, God took two verses that I thought I knew because I've been going to church for a long time. Another one of those guys who's been in a church family, you know, godly parents. So I thought I knew these verses, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, which says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, I also looked at Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which this one is like the classic church verse, which is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Now, even though God put these verses on my heart, I thought I knew them in my head, but I didn't understand how hard it was to live them out. It wasn't so simple as like, oh, yeah, I had this, you know, spiritual experience and looked at these verses, and now I can say, God, I trust you with anything and everything, even if it looks like exactly the opposite of what I want, and that makes me afraid. It wasn't that easy. It took daily just submitting to God, like multiple times a day, because that's how deep my issues with control ran. But God was gracious and just leading me time and again to show that he was a good father that only gives good gifts, and if it's not good, that he's not done with it. And eventually, just the walls came down. I took my mask off, and I realized what it was like living without fear, living and trusting in God. And these labels that I have here, fearful, control freak, insecure, God replaced them with a peace that I can't understand, I can't explain. He gave me security, and he gave me freedom. Freedom from worrying about things, thinking 3 months in advance, just freedom to be, live now. And I know there's gonna be definitely some people out here who struggle with that fear that kind of feels like death. And I'd love to tell you how Christ can set you free from that.